Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Jamie Ball of the organization Best Christmas Ever about their efforts in Knoxville this holiday season. Tell us a little bit about this organization, kind of the mission, and what you guys are up to here.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on the show. We appreciate the community's cooperation here promoting this for us, so thank you. And first off, I guess, you know, Best Christmas Ever is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation out of Minnesota, and we just got to hear of it through a friend that was down at Lake Ozark. So it's something that we've been able to be a part of for the last couple of years, and we're excited to tell people about it. So Best Christmas Ever is based on helping families that have fallen on hard times at no fault of their own, meaning things that happen were out of their control, whether it be cancer or a car accident or a death in the family, something that happened that they didn't have any decision making to be a part of it. And we go through and we pick one family each year, and we give them, just as the name is called, the best Christmas ever. We try to restore their faith in humanity and their Christmas spirit, and just give them a boost that's going to last longer than just Christmas, that's going to continue into their life and hopefully eventually even continue with them paying it forward as well.
Well, and these are, as you said, life-changing gifts, right? Give us maybe some examples of the gifts that you provide.
So we raised two different, we have two goals for raising things for this family. So we do, our first goal is physical gifts wrapped and that can be handed to them. And we do a minimum of 10 gifts per person for each one in the family. So, you know, for example, if there's five family members, we raise a minimum of 50 gifts. And then our second goal is we are out to set our goal this year to raise $6,000. And we do that for what's called our life-changing goal. And that can be used for anything of the nominator or of the family's choosing, whether it be a family vacation or some fixing appliances or getting new appliances in their house, you know, fixing a roof, whatnot, paying rent, paying medical bills, things like that. Just something to give them a good boost to a new future.
I see we also have, this is of course a Minnesota organization, but things are taking place locally here in Knoxville. I see in Oskaloosa and Ankeny as well. Giving Trees. Tell us about those Giving Trees.
So our Giving Tree, it's not a new concept. I know it's something that when I was a child, I grew up going out to the Knoxville Hospital and picking an angel off of the tree and picking a gift for a child in need in the community. So it's not a new concept by any means, but for our Giving Tree, we come up with a list of those gifts that we think our family would like, and we put those tags on the tree here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame in Knoxville. And then we also have a tree at Tasso Steakhouse in Oskaloosa, and then a third tree at Legacy Fitness in Ankeny at the district. So we're trying to branch out so that people all over can help, not only in our community, but throughout the state.
Well, and of course, this being a nonprofit organization, I'm sure it relies on community donations. I'm sure, obviously, the Giving Trees are a big one. You know, what are some other ways that people can get involved in this? And, you know, what kind of contributions you're hoping people are able to make with this?
There is no donation too small. We've had people donate $5. We've had people donate $1,000. And you can give back by going to one of these three locations and picking a gift off the tree, purchasing it, and bringing it back to that location. We also have an Amazon wish list that you could find at our Facebook page, BCE, or Best Christmas Ever Iowa. And then we also have a Kindful account, which is kind of like a GoFundMe website type thing where you can go and pledge money towards our goal of $6,000. So this is not something that you have to be local. You can literally be anywhere in the world. I have, through sprint car racing, I know some people over in Australia, and we've had people, you know, donate money or buy gifts from Australia. So it's definitely not, you're not restricted to being only local. You can help from anywhere.
Do you have a pitch for people to, you know, get involved in this? I guess what would be your best pitch, I guess?
My best pitch is it's a great feeling to help people in need, especially when they've fallen on hard times and no fault of their own. I know COVID has been very tough for many people and many families here during this rough 2020 season, but giving back provides one of the best feelings ever. and knowing that it's going towards a family in need and that it's going to restore, you know, their faith in humanity and give them just a boost in the Christmas spirit. You know, like I said, every donation counts. Nothing's too small. And it all means a lot in changing the life of others.
Well, is there anything we haven't touched on yet that you want to make sure our listeners know?
Just the last couple of things. I guess we will be receiving gifts until December 18th. And then we will be doing what we call our wrapping party on the second floor of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame here in Knoxville on December 19th around 6 p.m. We'll have a free will donation for a meal catered in by Tasso's Steakhouse in Oskaloosa. And then we provide all the wrapping paper, scissors, tape, and whatnot, and some Christmas music and some good Christmas spirit. And then we wrap all the gifts that we've collected for that family. So it's a good way to be involved if you haven't so far, or if you've bought some gifts, it's a good way to come continue partaking in that.
Thanks to Jamie Ball for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.